You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Today on American Girl Women, we are joined by Gina Hunt, a beauty content creator known for her love of vintage hairstyles and historical makeup looks. Growing up in Kentucky, Gina was drawn to creative outlets like dance, art, and design, interests that continue to inspire her and the content she shares today. We are so excited to have her join us on the podcast and hear all about her American Girl story. Gina, welcome to AGW.
Hi, I'm so excited to be chatting all things American Girl.
And we are so thrilled to have you on the pod today, Gina. We've been dying to talk to you for a hot second, and we've just been chatting a little before the recording, and we know you have so many good memories of American Girl, so we're excited to dive into that.
Yes, I'm excited too. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Gina, this is such a long time in the making. We, full disclosure, have worked together for many years. You are one of my favorite content creators, and we had gotten together during Fashion Week for brunch, and it was our first time meeting in person, and I feel like we just had so much in common, like the entire conversation. It was just like finding all of these things that we both loved, and somehow we started talking about American Girl.
As you do.
Right? Everything always leads back to American Girl, and we are just so excited and honored to have you here with us today, Gina, to talk through your experience with the brand.
Yay, I feel like I'm going to unlock so many memories chatting with you guys. You guys are the experts.
We try.
Gina, do you want to share a little bit about the work that you do and the content that you create?
Sure. So I post a lot of makeup, hair, fashion, and some lifestyle content across TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. But I post a lot of vintage style recreation looks that I feel like people kind of know my page for. I also do celebrity recreation or in-depth walkthrough of how to recreate or do a certain look.
How did you first start getting into makeup and from there creating content?
So I actually got into makeup because I was born with a port wine stain birthmark on my cheek, super self-conscious about it, determined to learn how to cover it up. So my mom got me into makeup, and then I just fell in love with it in general. I would watch all the old beauty gurus on YouTube, and I was like, this is so fun. So I was just doing all of these crazy looks, and I actually started to grow more when I did natural looks and was embracing my red hair, my freckles, and then I just started posting what I really liked, and now here I am.
What's your like favorite go-to vibe to post? Do you like posting the more natural looks, or do you like to post something that's like more fun, more tied to a specific aesthetic?
Ooh, honestly, it just depends on my mood, but my favorite looks to probably do are vintage, a certain decade style.
I love that. What have been some of your favorite eras to recreate?
60s are always super fun. The eye makeup, like the Twiggy style eyeliner, The big hair, the headbands. And then I also really enjoy recreating old Hollywood style. I mean, it's just so classic, the waves. And it's just super fun to play around also with how to do it, because there's so many different techniques now because we have all the hair tools and all the products, and then back then doing it with a wet set overnight curls.
Totally. It's crazy what they were able to do, especially with regard to hair, but makeup too. But when they didn't even have like standard hot tools, I mean, I know they had like early irons back then, but it was so different and way less convenient than what we have now.
The Dyson. I'm like,
oh my God, that scene in Little Women when Meg's hair burns off, that is traumatizing.
It truly is my worst nightmare. And then there were like also so many like different chemicals they were using back then in like hair and makeup products that you're like, oh my God, how did they do it? How did they survive? Like, it's crazy.
Like, they need some Amika bombshell blowout heat protector.
Exactly.
Do you see any connection to growing up with American Girl and being exposed to history and life in different eras early on? And if that shaped your interest in vintage beauty and the content that you're creating today?
That's actually a very good point that I hadn't really thought about much, but I used to look at all of the historical dolls and watch the movies. And I've always been into old fashioned vintage style things. So it does make sense. It's funny how when you look back, you're like, oh, maybe that's why I love it.
Yes. No, it was so formative. I think there's a lot of connection between like us girlies who love like history, historical fashion, historical aesthetics, and American Girl. Like, there has to be something to that, because I just feel like they were giving us so much to be inspired by, as even into adulthood.
In so many different eras and styles. Yeah, definitely influenced.
Do you ever create a look and just think to yourself, like, this is very American Girl coded?
Honestly, today I did a 1950s ponytail and I was about to change my hair for the podcast and I was like, wait a second, this is totally given American Girl. So
yes,
I could do an American Girl doll hair tutorial for like Elizabeth. Yes. And Julie's was very 70s.
That would be amazing.
I love that so much. Gina, that would be so fun.
I'm going to do it. That sounds so good. I'm going to do the research now.
Well, Gina, we are so excited to talk about all things American Girl with you today. But before we do, what were you like growing up?
I was a super energetic, bubbly, just excited about everything type of kid. I loved my dolls. I loved hanging out with my siblings and my friends. And I really liked old-timey things. Like, I loved Little House on the Prairie. I loved all of the American Girl doll movies, Brady Bunch.
That's very also, I feel like, tangential line to American Girl is Little House on the Prairie. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, all the things you said also, because it's like, with like Brady Bunch, I'm like, it's so Julie coded. Like, Julie is Marsha Brady coded, I feel like. And like Little House on the Prairie, like, I feel like has a lot in common with like Kirsten's stories. It's just like kind of interesting how there were so many like little historical touch points adjacent to American Girl happening at that time, that it's like, if you were into one, you were probably into the others too.
Totally. Kirsten, I was like, they have this on Little House on the Prairie. The little washer.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Totally unrelated, but I did just see that Trixie Mattel dropped a remix to the Little House on the Prairie theme song, and it's like a disco remix. And boy, did it bring me back to like watching that show as like a kid on like one of the random channels, like the OWN channel or something after school.
Oh my God.
I hadn't heard the theme song in years. So to hear the Little House on the Prairie theme song with the disco remix, I was like, okay, Trixie Mattel's one of us. I bet she likes
my girl. Imagine being like out at the club and hearing that. I can't do it.
I would love to.
That's so nostalgic. Oh.
It's so nostalgic, honestly. And then tell us a little bit, Gina, about how you first were introduced to American Girl, because I know you have sisters that you grow up with that were kind of also experiencing American Girl around the same time, and just knowing sort of what your interests were during your childhood. How did American Girl come into your consciousness?
You know, I think it's because of my older sister. I remember just her having her doll, and then I got a Just Like Me doll, and my mom loved all of the American Girl doll stuff, so I think it was super fun for her too.
Gina, how much older is your sister?
She is 3 years older than me.
Do you remember if you specifically wanted a Just Like Me doll, or like, were you, do you remember picking it out, or do you feel like it was something that was like gifted to you just, based on the fact that it was a doll that looked like you?
I want to say that my mom got that for me because I was playing with my sister's doll.
She was like, it's time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember picking her out though, but I think they didn't have very many Just Like Me dolls, so it was just like the redhead with the bangs. Oh my
Obsessed. I mean, I
God.
think like there are so many, like, there are only so many iconic redheads within the American Girl franchise. Like, you had Felicity, and then you had a Just Like Me, and that was kind of it, right?
Felicity
So,
was kind of a redhead.
oh
She
yeah.
was. Yeah. Were you ever interested in her?
Yes, but my sister had Elizabeth, so I was kind of an Elizabeth girl, and I didn't watch the Felicity movie till a bit later, and I really like her.
I know. I feel like Felicity's one of those where, like, I have much more appreciation for her now than I did when I was a kid. Although she does have, like, great stuff in her collection. But it's funny, like, who you gravitate to as a kid for dolls, like, based on, like, their outfits or accessories. And then when you're, like, older, as you change as a person, you, like, gravitate towards, like, a totally different vibe. Like, I was very like into Samantha as a kid, but I feel like now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, Felicity had some good stuff. Josefina has great stuff.
Yeah.
Even Molly, I'll give her that she had some good stuff.
Yeah. I rewatched that movie the other day. I'm like, oh, I love Molly. Cute. But I never really into her story as a kid.
Fair enough. Gina, who else did you have in your collection between you and your sisters?
Yes. So Elizabeth, Mary Ellen. I had the twins, the adorable brunette, like Biddy twins. We had Biddy Baby. We had Coconut, the little dog. We had Kit,
Yes.
another Just Like Me doll. Her name was Taylor for my other sister. We had a pretty good amount of dolls between the three of us.
That is a good
That's
amount. A
right.
lot of fun.
Who were the dolls that you and your sisters most gravitated towards?
Oh, and Samantha. I forgot to say that. And she was my favorite. So, Samantha. We got Kit a little later. My cousin gave us Kit. I loved Elizabeth. I love her aesthetic, her curls. I just thought she was super pretty as a kid. I was like, oh, I just love everything about her style. And then Kirsten was super fun too, because Little House on the Prairie, the Pioneer.
Did you have a lot of outfits and accessories for them? What did your collection look like?
Yes, and Christmas time was super fun when you would get that like reddish pink American Girl doll box with the new accessories. So we had the Elizabeth bed, and then just
Stunning.
different outfits. We had like this beautiful ice skating outfit,
Ooh.
a couple of Samantha's and Kit's sets, these pajamas that had like little coconut on them, like the coconut dog on them. It was super cute. We had
So
the
cute.
washer, the ironing board. We had a pretty good amount.
Were you and your sisters asking for American Girl stuff at like every holiday to fill out your collection? And like, did you go through the catalog and like pick stuff out that you wanted to ask for Christmas and your birthdays?
Oh yeah. The catalog was super fun. We would be circling so many different things. And like I said before, my mom thought this stuff was the cutest thing ever. So she was like, this time. Another special thing we had was the big sleigh. I think it was Samantha's sleigh. She had a
Yes.
sleigh with a horse. That was a super fun gift. I think we got that a little later, my younger sister.
That is
That's
so fun.
awesome.
I think we just posted that recently. That was gorgeous.
It was, it really was.
Did your sisters and you have like the same taste in what you wanted from the catalog, or were you all like going different directions?
You know, we actually did have the same taste, and I feel like I can give a lot of credit to my mom for that. We all kind of like the same things.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
We're working out is with the collection because we're like
Right?
really bad at it, but it's like sharing, so.
Seriously. And were you and your sisters keeping the historical girls in their traditional outfits, or were you bringing them into the modern day with the Just Like You dolls?
Ooh, I would say we mostly kept them in their traditional outfits, like, but we did switch it up. But we didn't have a lot of like modern day clothing. I would say the clothes we gravitated towards in the magazines were definitely more of like the historical outfits, and then we would just put that on the Just Like Me dolls. That was super fun.
Do you remember if you and your sisters ever fought while playing with the American Girl dolls? Because I'm so impressed that you guys were sharing this collection, and it is a big collection, but I feel like even just from playing American Girl dolls with my friends, like there could be some moments of tension over how we were playing with them and like exactly who was going to get to wear what outfits and whatnot. Did you guys ever butt heads over playing with them?
I am sure we did, but I do remember my younger sister. She was like two at this time, so really little, maybe one, super small. I was young too, and she colored on my twin, my baby,
Oh
I got for my birthday, like all these things.
no.
And that was, oh, I was not happy about that.
Oh my God, I don't blame you. I would have to probably like beat her down for that
This adorable twin. And we got most of it off, but she still has a little bit of the marker. It's so sad.
Oh my
That
gosh.
is hilarious. Now, Gina, we've talked about your sisters, but you also have two brothers. Did
Yeah.
they ever interact with the American Girl doll collection?
You know, maybe my younger brother, we would like make him play with us or something, or they would like, I don't know, try to make them do gymnastics or something. I don't know. Typical boys just grabbing them, like, I
Yeah.
don't do that. And my mom's like, do you know how expensive those dolls are? Put it down. Like, be careful with them. But they would definitely watch the movies, I feel like, with us if you had them on.
Yeah. Laura and I both have brothers, no sisters. And Laura, I don't know if we've talked too much in depth about this on our end, but like my brothers, I don't recall like any interaction with AG growing up.
My brother was 5 years younger than me, and so for that reason, I feel like he was like very easily controllable by me because of the age gap. And I do feel like I would make him play, like do things with the dolls with me sometimes. Like if I needed him to be an extra set of hands in a situation, he could kind of be persuaded. But yeah, not much, honestly. Like, and I don't remember. I don't think he really like remembers much about it, but they were definitely moments where I was like, hey, I need you to like hold this one up for a little while. And he was probably like three at the time, but you know.
That is so funny. Gina, you are really living the dream with two sisters and your American Girl collection.
Yes, and my niece is loving it. She's having,
Oh my gosh.
and it's been so exciting to take all of the stuff out. We had the clothes, and we still have everything.
Incredible.
Just looking at that, I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about so many of these items and accessories. It's been super fun.
What has your niece really gravitated toward so far since she started getting acquainted with American Girl?
Oh, she just loves playing with the dolls. Just, we haven't really gotten the accessories out as much, but she likes the older girls. Not as much the twins or Biddy. She loves long hair and, you know, playing with
Yeah.
taking care of them. She's very good with them too, which is
That's so rare for any child, honestly. Do you think that you will, because I know she's playing right now with your and your sister's former collection, but do you think it's something that you'll take her on her own trip to the American Girl store, or like let her pick her own doll at some point? Or do you think you're going to pass down the collection to her?
Oh, well, definitely. I would say we would probably keep the collection at our parents' house. So when we all have, hopefully I have a girl someday. And when we all have kids, they could play with the dolls. But I definitely want to take her to the store. I am actually really looking forward to that in the next couple years.
Have you gone to the store before?
Yes, as a kid, but it's been such a long time. I think I've been a couple times, but it was in Chicago, so it was quite a drive.
Were you there when they had the American Girl play there? Like, did you get that full experience?
A play? I did not know they did that. I went to the cafe, which was delicious.
The cafe is good. I went to the one in New York fairly recently, but the flagship store in Chicago and also in New York had the American Girl Theater that they had this production. We actually interviewed one of the actresses, Ashley May, a good friend of the podcast, and it was really interesting to hear about it.
It was kind of like a mix of present day girls, and it seemed like it also like weaved in elements of the historic girls. So it seemed like each girl was like double cast as like a historical character and like as a modern day girl talking with other girls about American Girl. So it was actually like, I know there was like a couple of different iterations, but I feel like that's sort of the main format they were going with.
That's so fun. I did not know they did that.
I know. I feel like that was like such a nice thing for like kids during that time too, like very engaging. And then like, you know, you're there getting like basically this like fun little play, but it's not super long, so like little kids can sit through it too. And then like getting to interact with like all the stuff you saw in the play in the store must have been really cool. And I feel like those like early American Girl stores were almost like museum like in the way that they had everything displayed. It was like truly like going into like a little time capsule for like each doll, which I think they have preserved that a little bit, but they just don't have like every single thing out, I think, the way they used to. It's like more like shoppable, less like visual merchandising. But they have a big store here in California that Lindsay and I have also been to that they redid recently. So they are definitely still putting a lot into the stores, and they have like nice little like areas that like showcase all the historic dolls. And it's kind of crazy to see them like all lined up in a row like that. It's like my childhood in one wall of the American Girl store.
Oh, that's what I was super excited to see. Just all of the historic dolls and their collections and everything.
I know. I think it'll be really exciting to take your niece there someday. I'm sure she'll love it. I love that she's, you know, it's totally different generation than when we were growing up, but like she's just as excited. It's like crazy how American Girl is like universal appeal, even though technology and kids, boys have, and play has evolved so much since then. It's like still very relevant for today's kids.
It really is. Gina, do you have any memories of going to the store?
Yeah, I always thought the doll hospital was super cool. Like the I just remember like walking and being like, that's so cool. And then I just remember the boxes with the circle, and then like they had the dolls, and I remember getting some clothing items. And then when we took my younger sister there, she got, I think, her first doll. It was Just Like Me.
That's so special.
Is what I really remember being delicious. The little flower cup with the
yes.
With the chocolate.
Yes, they do. It's so good.
I love that that's a staple on their menu, like the worms in the dirt or whatever they call it on the menu.
Picnic thing, and they have the burgers. Yes, I might have gotten my Samantha doll at the store because I was looking through pictures for the podcast photo, and I had the Samantha girl at the store.
Ooh.
When I was eating, she had her own little high chair, so I guess I got her.
That's awesome. It's so like fun that they have like the doll hospital and like the salon, and I guess like now they even do like ear piercing for your doll at the store too, which is kind of cool.
That is cool. I'm excited to see the differences of what it is like now, but I'm hoping a lot of it's still the same.
Yeah, I think it has a lot of the same elements. The cafe is still a vibe, and I think it's like a must do when you go, is like you gotta hit up the cafe, and it makes like little girls, I think, also feel like very adult too, because like they're having like tea party essentially, which is so cute. Gina, besides going to the store and reading the catalog and obviously playing with your sisters, was there any other American Girl like merchandise or like memories that you have that maybe didn't surround the doll specifically?
Yeah, so one of my best friends had this American Girl doll board game. Have you guys played that before ever? It was like a collecting the accessories.
Oh, never my goodness. Played, but would love to play.
Wait, tell us more.
Yeah, so I remember it was with the historic girls. You picked your character and then you had to collect their certain accessories, and the first to do all of that won. And it was super fun. I actually went to her house the other week and I asked her, I was like, do you still have the American Girl game? And she brought out the box and I was looking at it. I was like, this is so much fun. Just looking at all the girls' accessories, trying to get that, and just traveling around. And
oh my God.
For fun.
Wait, did you play it again recently?
No, we should have played it. We were at board game night, but that was with all of our families and the brothers and the dads. So we another day.
Valid. That would be such a cute, like, girly game night, and, like, have everyone dress up, bring food inspired by an American Girl, like, really have a themed party around this.
This is a TikTok in the making.
Thinking too. Such
a fun. Oh my gosh.
Party to have. I'm going to do that. That sounds awesome. Or party.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Party. That sounds fun.
Right? Oh my God. Gina, did you ever have a friend who had an American Girl birthday party? We've spoken to a few guests that have gone to AG parties.
I don't think they had a birthday party, but I wish. I remember my best friend had some special dolls, but I don't remember having a party for it.
Well, you're going to have the first American Girl birthday party in your friend group now that we've
20 years brainstormed.
Now that we've brainstormed on the board game historical character night, I feel like you have to do it. You're probably the perfect person to execute that too.
This sounds super fun. I'm definitely, after this podcast, I'm going to call my sister and be like, American Girl tonight, and watch a movie night.
Oh my God, yes. The movies are actually so good.
Are.
And star making some actor, like Shailene Woodley.
Right.
Anna Sophia. Like, come on.
It's really wild how so many of the girls went on to being like famous actresses, which I feel like doesn't happen often with child stars. Like, they had longevity.
I know.
Those movies are great.
I would love to see them rewatch the movies and comment on them.
Yeah, but Shailene Woodley's huge. I didn't realize she was Felicity until recently. I'm like, wow, that was probably one of her first roles, I would guess.
Oh, definitely had to be. Yeah, I would love her take on like a frame-by-frame like recap of like how it felt to make that movie. And I also wonder if like they were aware of American Girl when they were making the movie. Like, they must have been psyched because they were like, you know, from our basic generation, like millennial Gen Z. So like, they must have been like, oh my God, this is amazing. I get to be in an American Girl movie.
In Kit Kittredge, there were some big stars in there. Stanley Tucci, is that how you say
it? Yes.
He was the magician in Abigail.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
That was my first role with that actor. And I'm like, he's in Hunger Games. He's in all these. He's an iconic actor. I remember him from Kit Kittredge first.
No, it's actually wild. But yeah, I love like just the little ways that you could interact with American Girl. Obviously, like, we all love the dolls and the accessories first and foremost, but being able to like also read the magazine, play the board game, watch the movies, like, they really created like a couple of like other touch points. If like you didn't have as big of a collection, or if you didn't have a doll at all, like, you were still able to like interact with American Girl, which I think is cool.
Totally. And even if you didn't have a certain doll, you could still watch their story, read their book, you know. It was super fun. They did a great job setting their brand up.
Totally. 100%. Gina, were you also into the books?
You know, I remember looking at the pictures in the books a lot, like the family tree.
Yes.
To look at. But I remember reading the Kit book in the Samantha one, parts of that.
Yeah, I feel like Samantha is also like, I think I've read pretty much all of her books as well. And she has some good ones. The illustrations are so fun in all the books. Mm-hmm. We've been posting them more on our Instagram because I think some of them are so funny. And I love how some of them also have like different illustration styles too. Like, you know, the Kirsten books have a different illustrator than the Samantha books, which is kind of cool. But you're 100% right. Like, that, like, family tree opening picture is like one of my favorite things to look at.
Right? Oh my God, I love that section so much. And just to see how it changed with each girl and like, yes, kind of like the historical context too, I think we see with Felicity. If I remember correctly, it's those traditional portraits, like oil paint vibes. And then Kirsten, you see like the full, do you see like them, like the whole family together?
I think they still have the frame in the Kirsten ones.
Do they have frames?
I might be wrong, but I love how all the frames also have like a period specific style to them.
It feels like a vibe. So Kirsten,
They have this style,
which makes it feel like one of those like vintage photographs where everyone is sitting together, not smiling, like the early photographs. Though the Larson family is very happy in these. They're all smiling real big. But yeah, it's so interesting to see just how much detail went into all of the books, and I feel like that's just such like a small detail, but so impactful.
Mm-hmm.
So great. Well, Gina, there is a question that we love connecting with all of our guests on, and we'd love to hear your response to this. And that is, what lasting impression did American Girl leave on you?
Oh, honestly, the connection with fellow women and girls talking about it. It's just something that brings people together, like talking about the store, talking about the dolls, and just like I said before, talking with my friend about the game we used to play, and then how my sisters and I used to watch the movies and do everything together, and now my niece. It's just super special, the connections that the brand has made.
We found the same thing just with, you know, the community that we've been able to participate in. And it is so wonderful that it just keeps going strong after all these years.
That's amazing.
Truly. It's really incredible that this one brand has had such a lasting impact that so many years later, women and people across the country are still able to connect so strongly and strongly together about this. And it's what we're hoping to achieve with our podcast and on social, just bringing people together in this moment of nostalgia and remembering something that was so impactful to us all growing up.
I completely agree.
Gina, something else we love to do with our guests is have them envision if they were an American Girl doll, what three accessories they would come with in their meat accessory pack.
Oh, I love this question. I would say my doll would need to have a really pretty hairbrush, since I do a lot of hair content. Maybe a cute makeup bag or a pouch would be super fun, like with little lipsticks and things inside. And then maybe a camera or something, like a vintage style camera would be super fun.
I love that. She sounds cool. I would get her.
Hot tip to the American Girl influencer team, but how fun would it be if they created meat accessories for the creators that they work with?
Yeah.
So cool.
That would be so awesome. God, they should really do that. I mean, to like be able to have a bunch of like custom things like that would be so specific to certain creators, that would be so awesome.
That would be really cool for people to see too. It's like, what accessories did this creator get, or this creator?
Exactly. Right? So much posting potential with that. But our final question that we ask all our guests has to do with your favorite celebrity and what American Girl doll you think they would have. And so you gave us a list of a few, but I'm going to pick Lana Del Rey. If Lana Del Rey had an American Girl doll, which do you think she would gravitate toward?
Oh, that's such a good question. Maybe Felicity or Elizabeth.
I could see that.
But then also a little bit of Samantha with the Edwardian, like that aesthetic. I feel like she really incorporates into her style, like the coquette.
Mm-hmm.
And then also a little bit of Julie with this like 70s, like the free in her album Lust for Life. I feel like that's kind of,
yes,
so maybe
I honestly feel like there could be a different answer depending on which Lana Del Rey era we're talking about. Because
totally, I'm like thinking of the different albums. I'm like, this one.
Exactly.
I think
definitely, like, when I think of like a Julie, like, I sort of think of like Lust for Life, Born to Die era, like those two albums. For her like more recent albums, she kind of almost did do like a 1950s aesthetic, which was kind of like more like coquettish, so the Samantha or even like a Mary Ellen core. Yeah. But yeah, it would be so cool if somebody could recreate Lana Del Rey album covers with American Girl, just saying.
That would be so fun. I would like, share, and comment.
Yes, exactly. It would be a very interesting intersection of fandoms, but I'm here for it.
I feel like the fandoms would honestly align. I feel like people that like her music, they had to have listened or played with American Girls, maybe.
I agree. It's very like, she's very into nostalgia, so you probably were into nostalgia as a kid with American Girl. It all lines up. I'd love to know if she had an American Girl for real, because there are some celebrities we've like figured out through like research, like what American Girl doll they've had, and that's always fun.
What's been your most interesting find with that? I'm curious.
I think it was, didn't we see Lindsay in like a Britney Spears Rolling Stone photo shoot? She had like a Molly doll.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and she's posted about it on Instagram too, that she had Molly, which is surprising. I would think Samantha for sure, but yeah, she had Molly. Well, Gina, this has been so much fun Thank you so much for joining us today on American Girl Women. Where could everybody find you after this?
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so fun to talk through these old memories. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Instagram is Gina.Hunt, and TikTok and YouTube are just Gina Hunt. Two E's.
Amazing. Well, we'll definitely be following along, maybe hopefully seeing some American Girl inspired content in the future. Yeah. But thank you so much, Gina, for joining us. And thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.